Hey, it's Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, and we are Destination Daytona. And I've been accused of being a Harley-Davidson shill because I cover so much Harley content, but it's just what I'm passionate about. But I don't advertise, but Indian did reach out and asked me if I wanted to ride a bike while I was here. I'm not going to have time to do that, but I did make my way down to the Indian booth down here where they have all the bikes out to see this new vintage that everybody's talking about and see what I think of it. Now, this one's a 125th anniversary edition that I'm going to show you. And I do have to say, before I show you the bike, that I think they went all out on the paint. I don't know that I'm sold on the styling, but I will give them props on the paint for sure. This red and black two-tone looks pretty sweet. You guys tell me what you think. Check the red out in there. Can you see that sparkle? Can you guys see that metal flake in that paint? So let's get back here and take a little better look of it. Now, I mean, I know some people are loving it. I'm not big on these fenders, the old looking bike. I know they're going for a nostalgic look, and that's cool. I like the black and the red paint. I like the paint scheme. But I don't know that I'm sold on the style, but you know, I'll be honest. I mean, I like all motorcycles in general. I enjoy riding motorcycles of any brand. So, you know, maybe we'll see a time in the future where we'll do a test ride or something. But I thought we ought to stop and take a look at this. They've got a 116, I think, in this baby. This is the 125th anniversary edition. I'm sure there's regular models. They're not going to be quite this pretty. But it does look good. Of course, the big traditional Indian head on the front fender and all that stuff. Tip on the fender there. We've got spoke wheels, running Cruise Tech tires. Of course, looks like we got LED lighting going on in there. And I think that's the Thunderstroke 116, they call that. Got some Indian 125th anniversary stuff in the emblems here. Now, this is an Elite. Got a 2-in-2 exhaust here, kind of. But I will say, I do like that red paint. That looks sharp. And I think they did a good job on the tank here. That graphic and everything looks pretty good. I don't know that the silver and black on the fins there do it for me, but it might grow on me. Definitely some contrast there, and I like contrast. So, what do you think of this seat, guys? I mean, you tell me. I don't know. Definitely nostalgic, that's for sure. So you guys, leave me a comment. Do you think I need to take a test ride on the new vintage? I've rode everything they released up to the Pursuit. I haven't rode anything the last few years. I know there's a new Scout out there and some other stuff. Is it time we do some more test rides? All right. Well, I got some more people to go see here, so we're going to get with it. Just a short video sharing with you guys and letting you know that I don't hate on Indian. I'm just very much in love with Harley-Davidson right now. But, you know, for those guys that are skeptical on the channel, there's you some Indian love, okay? Y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.